What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Back here with our man, Eddie Gonzalez, joining us live from the other coast. We were talking about what ifs, Eddie. That's what you walked into. Someone in the chat asked, what if KC had won Pros versus Joes and how D'Lo and KC may have never happened? What if KC's movie career took off? Was hey, that Deion Taylor's Deion, movie?
Yeah, shout out Deion. Shout out The Hustle. Charlie Murphy, excuse me.
What if KC's movie career had taken off, man? It would just be me and Jesse here. Me, Jesse, and Eddie.
What if KC became a prominent character in 2K?
We be doing this Hollywood convo every day. Like, our Hollywood and each other. Obviously, he's got us killed.
No.
Fact.
That was it. Did I have any speaking parts in the movie? Y'all saw it.
Nah, but you did the traditional black dude in the early 2000s stand where
Ace Bailey's agent.
Every black dude stood around like this because they didn't know what else to do. And Casey,
you doing Pros versus Joes though, like.
Nah, tap in.
Can't top that.
I don't get any money from that, but tap in either way, man. Tap in. I think, like I said, Prime Video.
You wouldn't believe that it's him because his voice is different.
It is a different voice. I don't know what
happened. You didn't have the voice for radio yet?
Nah,
man. Before I had kids, I was talking like Mike Tyson. Well, not that high pitch, but it changed once I had a kid. I don't know what happened. It's crazy. But yeah, real quick, he was asking how it happened. They wanted to get more competitive, so I was working at this basketball facility, and that's where everybody went at the time. It was like one of the first facilities with like 5-6 courts, and it was in Hawthorne, right next to LAX. Everyone would come through. Oh, I played against Kevin Durant. That's the best player I ever played against. We were playing pickup. They had like 3-4 courts. NBA players would come down, and I was on the second court, and no, I was on the third court. We won to get to the second court. KD lost in his group. KD and Marcus Williams, remember from UConn, they were playing together. They lost on the first court and got down on the second court and played us. And they beat. They got to 7 so fast. It was ridiculous. was ridiculous.
The 24-second shot clock hadn't even expired yet, and it was over.
My homeboy, Marcus, I shouted him out a couple episodes ago. He dropped an album.
Marcus Williams has an out of. What does he do?
No, his name is Marcus.
Marcus,
he's from Sacramento. My homeboy, he's thoroughly convinced he can score on Kevin. He's asked me a few times to set up the ones. And I'm just like, Marcus is like solid for like he's my age, like a 39-year-old guy at Cal Fit in Elk Grove. But I'm like, brother, you not scoring on him. What are you talking about right now?
I tell this story all the time about my homeboy. He was really cool with Trevor Ariza, and I went to link up with him to just watch. It was NBA Finals 2015 Game 3, the Delhi game. And he's like, yeah, come through, man. We at the crib, man. My boy Trevor over here watching the game with me. So I go over there. And, you know, like I said, I could hoop. Like, I could hoop. I got buckets, all this other stuff. I'm good. And he goes, Trevor's sitting on the couch. And he goes, yo, Kenny, this is my boy Trevor. Trevor, this is my boy Kenny. And Trevor gets up to shake my hand. And no lie, he gets up. And I'm like, how would I ever score on this dude? He's just as fast as me. He's just as quick. And he's 6'8". And his arms, you can touch the ceiling standing on the ground. Like, how would I ever get a shot off on this dude? It's amazing what some of those guys do. And then you think about, like, Isaiah Thomas and what he was able to do. And some of those guys that are, like, closer to my height. That's crazy, bro. That is ridiculous.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense how big these dudes are.
No.
Eddie, we were talking. First of all, someone asked it. How the hell did KD lose on the first court? Who was he going against?
Yeah, who was playing?
I think Paul Pierce was there. Paul Pierce. I feel like Ron Artest was there. Okay. That day.
All right. As long as it was another pro player, not some random guy at Hacks who got him off the floor.
It was all pros on that first court. And then you know who was really nice? Jason Crow Jr. He's one of the best prep players in the country right now. His dad used to go hoop up there. Jason Crow Sr., he played, like, overseas. But him and Paul Pierce were really tight. Jason Crow was, like, really good. It's no surprise his son is great. Like, Jason Crow could hoop.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Eddie, we were talking about Serge Ibaka said, like, on a podcast the other day that, like, he hates talking about when Kawhi left because he thought him, you know, that Toronto could have won a couple more titles if Kawhi had stayed there. And we started talking about, like, what ifs in the NBA. And, man, there's, like, 10 Kevin Durant what ifs.
Hmm. Yeah.
There's obviously what if Kevin Durant stayed in Oklahoma City. The one that we spent, I think, the most time was talking about was what if Kevin Durant's foot was smaller? Hmm. What if that 2 against Milwaukee had wind up being a 3 with that Brooklyn squad and the domino effect that that might have on guys like Kai, Harden, and Giannis and everything that happens after that. Yeah.
It's not the excuse game. I wouldn't call it that because I think it is a true what if, and I think it kind of obviously all the excuse how you evaluate him. But if Kevin plays relatively healthy 18-year career up to this point, he's missed 2 full seasons in different ways. He's missed 30 games across seasons a few times. I think the 21 season we're talking about, he missed almost a month and a half. What could have been an MVP season. They were the one seed. He was averaging like 28 a game. He 50-40-90 went that year. Like ridiculous season. I think it was actually 55-40-90s where he finished the season. The only guy who's done that. But like point is he has these sliding door moments to where it's like if half of them are okay. If half of them go the course, right? If he plays a full season that year and has another MVP, now he has 2 MVPs and he wins the title. What is he all time as a player? If he doesn't break his foot that year in OKC, they were coming on off a good run. You know, do they win the title? What does Kevin look like then with a title at 25? And
That's when Kevin Love said Russell Westbrook was the MVP and LeBron got mad.
Yeah. Or you know, the 16th season, they don't lose 3-1. And what does that look like? He matches LeBron in the finals and they win that title. And then, you know, what doesn't happen with free agency? You go on and on. But to me, I think the one is the Achilles in the calf that year. You win 3 straight finals MVPs. You win 3 straight titles. It's really hard to lead that team. It's really hard to keep him out of your top 8 at that point. He's got, like, what is the list of guys with a three-peat and 3 finals MVPs in a row? Like, you know, I talked to Kevin one time, and I don't know if I should even say, but he was like, yo, the plan was to win 7-8 titles, and we could go back and forth from finals MVPs, but we were supposed to be, like, the evil dynasty forever. So he doesn't get hurt that year, and it's hard to leave a three-peat no matter what. I don't care what Draymond said or did, and I don't care how the media is acting. So that's the one to me, because if that turns into a TNS winning 4 titles, 5 titles, 6 titles, you're talking about we're rearranging our top 5s all time. So he probably is the guy. You know, we're not talking about Lynn Bias, obviously, who unfortunately passed. We're not talking about situations like that. Stuff that happened on the course that we saw, he probably is the what-if guy. And I think for a lot of people, in a pessimistic way, that's probably his legacy to him.
I just real quick, because this was related to the injury thing. I tried to do some math here real quick, which is always it's a little dicey. But I got LeBron at roughly 71 games per season. Mm-hmm. I got Durant at roughly 66 games per season. Mm. If KD is at 71 instead of 66, are we talking about a true chase for the all-time leading score?
That's the other one I was going to mention, yeah, too. Even the last couple years, he could have passed Kobe and Mike a few years ago, been walking down on Carl. You know, Kenny texted me this one day. You think he could do it? And we've had some pretty straightforward convos about just how long he wants to play and how long he can. I think he's got 5-6 in the tank if he wants to. Mm-hmm. I don't even think he'll ever be in that place that Vince Carter plays where he's just a guy off the bench.
Yeah.
It's to tease him, call him stretch 5K. Like, that's going to be your elder statesman career. Like, you're going to be a center off the bench hitting threes. But he's still 25, 28 a game. You know what I mean? So,
he's again, 36, he 37.
He's 37. Okay. So, again, he maintains that he doesn't lose the Achilles season. You just give him one of those seasons back, right? You know, give him that 1,500, 2,000 points. We're talking about a whole nother combo, and you know, he's the theoretical greatest scorer of all time. But if he then tops the list, yeah, it's different. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a rough go, and some of that stuff just happens. Like, you know, his foot just breaks. His Achilles just pops. He loses two different probably MVP seasons, or at least one of them, because guys fell into his leg. So it's tough, man. It's tough. But I mean, I think for him, he's in a place now where he's comfortable with all of it and doesn't necessarily reflect on it. But there've been times in the past where he definitely was like, man, if this didn't happen, this didn't happen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
That's crazy, because that was the time we were having that talk, one of the times, because we do this once every 6 months, but just like looking at the list, and we were trying to figure out, like, all right, KD, like, realistically, 4 more years of 1,500 points a year. And that's when I texted you. I was like, you think he could do this? And we were all like, the fourth year, is that's kind of pushing it a little bit. But I forgot, when having that conversation, the man missed 2.5 seasons.
Yeah.
What is it looking like if he has those 2.5 seasons back in his prime? Though in his prime, I'm being generous and saying 1,500. In his prime, that's probably more of like 2 seasons of 2,200 points. You know what I'm saying? Leading the league, all this other stuff. To your point, Dame, we probably are talking about him looking at being the number one scorer of all time.
I got him at 1,798 per season. That's how many points he's scoring per season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's
He's got some monster seasons in here, by the way. Right. Just want to point that out.
There's like, I forget the map. I've done it before, but there's like, it's like 27 a night gets you 2,000, something like that.
Okay.
And so it's like, but that's playing 82, right? Yeah. So, you know, he really is like 25 out of sleep, 30 out of sleep. But
I mean, he did 26 a game. He did 26 a game last year. That was good for 1647. And he played 62. So yeah, the average, just, the math that you're trying to do works at 62 man, games at that number.
That man at 36, 37 and putting up 26 a night is crazy, bro.
We had I just seen Buddy a couple days ago. We were having a convo about, like, he hates being double teamed. Everybody hates being double teamed, but he hates being double teamed, right? And it's like, your ass going to get triple teamed this year, you know? He's like, man, I'm already ready for it. I don't know if y'all have seen these photos, but he's bulked up, like, considerably. Like, he's not John Cena, but for Kevin Durant, he's like, he's got some muscle mass now. And I'm like, you need to get your ass in the post now. I've been in the post. I'm like, nah, like the real post, not the fadeaway post. So he's getting prepared for what's coming at him this year. And I'm excited to see it, you know. He hasn't been able to play much ball. He's had that surgery. People notice he had a splint. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be full sprint ahead pretty soon, and I'm super excited for this season. Yeah.
Eddie said he saw him, you know, a few weeks ago. It was Eddie, KD, and Adonis just hanging out. That's hanging out.
Wild ass trio.
We call him Donnie.
Kenny's mad he wasn't there. The whole OVO clan was there.
Come on.
I'll tell a story. Like, we, when they did the shows in LA, the tour a while back, you know, sometimes I'll be forgetting, like, Kevin's Kevin, if that makes sense. So Adonis comes backstage, right? And he's like, they're talking. He's like, yo, I seen that video of your jumper. He's telling Adonis this. And, you know, he's a little boy. He's
Adonis, like, is, for those listening who don't know, Adonis is Drake's son. So, yeah.
So I've never been around this. I don't know him like that. So don't get me wrong. But like, I'm forgetting that, yes, this is like his dad's friend, but this is also KD. So he's like, you saw my jumper? Like, he freaked out. I was like, he's just a basketball fan at the end of the day. But yeah, apparently that's his buddy right there.
You know who, we talk about these what ifs, and as we went through this, who comes up a lot, and there are these crazy pivotal moments that could have went either way, is Steph Curry. You know what I mean? Steph Curry, we talked about it earlier. If his ankles were healthy in the beginning of his career, he's taking a rookie max or something like that. That may not.
And they got to lose some guys, yep.
Yeah. Well, they lose Kevin Durant. That's the guy that they lose. Yeah, Kevin Durant can't sign there, which means KD probably stays in OKC.
Mm-hmm. If the league fights the cap spike, they don't get Kevin, and then they probably lose Clay earlier and like a bunch of different things. I think his swing both ways as well. Like, you know, if he doesn't get hurt in that, what was it, the Blazers game, or the, what are they looking
like? The
Rockets. Series, and on and on and on and on. Can I throw, let me get out of basketball real quick and throw one out there?
Hell yeah.
Colin Kaepernick. And I'm not just talking about the knee. I'm talking about the
Super Bowl.
Richard Sherman got his hand on. Like, there's so many different sliding door moments with that. Even that Super Bowl, like, so many things could have went like that, and he's a different guy.
That's, you know, what I mean?
And he's viewed as a different guy.
That's a great one that I had never thought about, because we know in that league you could murder somebody literally and win a Super Bowl and be fine.
Yeah. I mean, they lost Cap, some huge playoff games off this.
Cap
and so
beats the Ravens. Is he in the league after the protest?
I think so.
You're a Super Bowl winning quarterback now, which hits different.
Right.
He was 36-3. That feels crazy. But that can't be right. It wasn't 36. 30, it wasn't 36.
Probably around 36-13 or something like that. Because
when he wins that Packers game, who had a brighter ceiling in the league at that moment?
No
right
one.
There.
No one.
He just like no he one. Looked like he was reinventing the sport. Mm-hmm. He was just like, what, he's got a cannon. He's faster than everybody. Like, what is this? And had the perfect coach for it, had the perfect offense, had the great weapons at receiver. It just made sense. They had that defense that nobody could do anything with. If Beyonce doesn't, like, literally shut destroy the stadium for the halftime show, which those guys have really talked about and said, yo, what's the big deal? What is that? They, at that halftime, if we told you Cap's not in the league in 5 years or 6 years, you would have bet your life.
Right.
Yeah.
There is no way he's about to be Super Bowl MVP. Are you out of your mind? Right. And then it goes.
Is
you
there know, a they what missed, if?
What, three conversions on the on four, like the
yeah, four? It was first and goal at the four. Yeah.
What if Harbaugh doesn't? What if Harbaugh gets along with people?
He's probably in 49.
Like how different is the Colin Kaepernick situation though? If yeah. Harbaugh's there,
yeah, yeah. Jim Harbaugh wouldn't have let him be out of the league.
Right.
He would have kept him right there. That's a good call.
That's a man.
That we, was up there.
What if Spike Lee's documentary was seen?
Spike Lee, did you see that?
I saw everything. Spike Lee said.
Come on, big dog. I didn't know that. I never knew that went down. I'm talking about what he had to say about Deion back in the day.
Oh, I didn't see that. I thought you were talking about Cap. I'm sorry.
No.
I thought you were talking about Spike and Cap.
No, there's a clip going around because it's a diss song. I didn't know this at all. So when Deion was with Atlanta, Spike Lee goes on Up Close with Roy Firestone. And it's like, man, who's old dude in Atlanta? Deion Sanders, man, he a clown, man. All that jewelry and everything. He a clown. I'm going to tell you right now, he going to be broke. And out of the league in 3 years. He's a clown, man. So damn. Then Deion made a diss track. When he was rapping, he made a diss track on Spike Lee. And I didn't know this story at all. But I was like, yeah. And one of Deion's lyrics on there was like, yeah, you're supposed to be so pro-black, but you out here dissing me out here and all this other stuff. I said, I had no idea this went down. This is a trip.
That's tough.
Real beef.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough. Anyone have a better offseason? We were going to talk about this in a few minutes. Did anyone have a better offseason than Houston?
The Rockets?
The Rockets, yeah.
Man, I mean, I'm biased in that sense. I like the Lakers offseason because it's always good to lock up Luka Doncic where you can. So that one kind of counts. I mean, I think you could say the Mavs as well. You can get the number one overall pick.
Denver had a good one.
I thought Denver had
Denver
a good
had a
one.
Great one.
And people love Atlanta's offseason.
Mm. I'm not as big on Atlanta's. I think I'm Orlando had a good offseason.
Mm.
I think
you.
Orlando had a good offseason.
I'd probably put Orlando over Atlanta, but they love Atlanta.
Atlanta's was cool, but you know, like you guys said, they're kind of doing a little much with it. Like they didn't transform everything. They were just cool. That was some good little acquisitions.
You brought up Orlando, Eddie. Would you constitute Memphis having a good offseason?
Being it's funny because, yeah, it's funny because their move is a little different. You know, they save some money, they pick some stuff up. But I think I always feel like in a trade, if you get the better player, you win the trade. Mm-hmm. So Orlando kind of won that trade to me. And it's also one of those things where they needed exactly what Desmond Bane is. They needed a shooter / shot creator. They needed some younger legs, and it just fit perfect for them. So I think, yeah, Memphis, it's fine, but Memphis is in a tougher conference, and they got better teams above them by a lot. So, yeah, I mean, and I'll say this for the Rockets. It's not just Kevin. It's adding Capella off the bench. You know, it's picking up a Kogi. These aren't big deal moves, but these are guys that provide depth for a team that needs it and is looking at championship aspirations.
We never get a chance to talk about your boys, man. I want to do that real quick. Your Raiders, man. And we.
Oh, man.
Well, so look, I'm about to ask you, because I think all three of us look at the Raiders like they're not bad. I don't think anybody here is picking them to make the playoffs, but I like Geno. I like Pete Carroll. Obviously, I like Ginty. Max is doing his thing. They've made some improvements along the way. How do you feel about the Raiders?
Is my issue. I was actually just talking to a friend about this over the weekend. They made a perfectly fine team. Like, the team will be fine. They'll mess around and win 8-9 games. But you know what happens when you win 8-9 games? You don't land high enough in the draft to get the quarterback you need for the future, but you also don't make the playoffs. So you're like nothing. And you're just going to have to run it back next year, the same mob. Maybe you get another tackle. Maybe you get another guard. Maybe you get something. So I'm just like, I'm in that place where it's like, I hope they'll be fun week to week. I hope it'll be enjoyable. But what I will say about this, and I just spent a few days in L.A. with Matt Leinart. So this kind of skews it as well. But I'm helping him with his show he has with Jerry Farrar called Throwbacks. Check it out, all that good stuff. Pete Carroll's a really good coach. And what Pete Carroll does is he makes teams that are okay, good. and he finds ways to win games. He's just constantly won games throughout his career. He wins 10 games a year. That's just what he does. Mm-hmm. So that gives me some promise. I just look at that O-line and I struggle. I look at Geno and I understand he's a fine quarterback. He's not a good or a great quarterback. But my problem as a fan is I want to root for like a 10-year run of something. I want to root for a stretch of just the Raiders being a good team, competent team, pushing for the playoffs for a while. Mm-hmm. And I have not had that ever. The best season I watched ever as a Raiders fan, they lost the Super Bowl. The next best season I watched ever as a Raider fan, the quarterback who might probably should have won MVP broke his leg on Christmas Eve. And I was there. And as a grown-ass man, I was just like, I'm not about to cry over sports right now, but this is about as close as it gets. Mm-hmm. So I just want that like sustained run of like, this is a good team. You have a good team and they're in good hands and they're fine. We don't got to go to 5 Super Bowls like the Chiefs. Would love that, but I'm setting the bar a little lower for myself. So that's my whole Raiders spiel. They're going to be perfectly mediocre, which means we're not going to draft Arch Manning or whomever the quarterback is du jour for next year.
Eddie, we appreciate you, man. I feel like talking about the Raiders is tough. You just never really know. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious. I think that's all it is with me is it's curiosity. Let's see what they do.
Look, the best uniforms in sports, and there's always something. It's like, if you're not a fan, that's fun. That's
When you talk top 10 sports brands across the country, are the Raiders in the top 10?
Yeah, but like me, I'm biased because I hate the Cowboys. So
okay, all right, man. The Cowboys are like Cowboys number one. Yeah,
but I'm but I'm biased. I mean, I think the Raiders are, but again, we are like from culture, so we like came up on that. You know what I mean? It was like the Raider starter joint was the flyest stuff ever.
I think they've lost a little bit. That's what I was talking about yesterday. I think they've kind of lost a generation and lost a little bit of that with their struggles. We grew up on Raider Nation and what that meant and where they're at. And I just, like I said, I think they've been so mediocre to bad for so many years. I think they've lost a little bit of that.
Black and white color palette is hard to beat, though.
Fire.
I think it's part of it, too. No, that's always going to be a staple in fashion.
Yeah. Tom Brady looked cold when he came to there. I said, snap.
Tom looked good.
Didn't he? Yeah. He almost had that season, boy.
Eddie, we appreciate you as always, my brother. Go enjoy your Friday. Go enjoy your weekend, man. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Hey, happy belated, by the way. Oh. Y'all don't know. I don't know if y'all on Instagram enough, but y'all man Damian Barling has an 8-pack. Oh. And everybody who wished him a happy birthday made sure to show us. So it was like happy belated. I appreciate you. I mean, it's always good talking with you guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.